This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 72. For Wednesday, September 23rd, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, continuing pricing trends set earlier in the week. The November canola contract is down $1.60 at $5.1960 per ton. The January contract is down $1.70 at $527 per ton. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies has kept pressure on canola prices. In Manitoba, about 78% of the canola crop is harvested. That's higher than the average rate of harvest, as about 70% of crops in the province are off the field. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker at midday, which prevented further losses for canola values. The dollar was under 75 U.S. cents due to comparable strength in the U.S. dollar index. Chicago soy oil was significantly weaker, which also kept a lid on canola prices. Nearby contracts were down by about a penny today after losing about two-thirds of a cent yesterday. Losses in Malaysian palm oil also contributed to the softer tone for canola. Soybean futures are lower despite reports of continually strong export demand. The USDA has reported soybean export sales every day for the past 10 days. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China and an additional 126,000 tons purchased by unknown destinations. All purchases are made for delivery during the current marketing year. Import commitments from China now total 700 million bushels. Corn futures are weaker today. Recent data from the Energy Information Administration showed daily ethanol production totaled just over 900,000 barrels per day during the week ended September 18th. That was 20,000 barrels per day lower than the previous week and a 13-week low. The corn harvest is approximately 8% complete, which is slightly lower than the typical rate. Harvest in Texas is nearly 70% complete, which is well ahead of the average rate. Wheat futures are weaker today. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimated the 2020-2021 wheat production for Argentina will total 17.5 million tons, which is down by 3.5 million tons from estimates made in May. South Korea has purchased 65,000 tons of optional origin feed wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker today. The November soybean contract is down by 5 cents at $10.14 per bushel. September soy oil is down by about a cent at 32.7 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 4.80 at $342 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the December contract down half a cent at 3.68 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly weaker, with the December contract down 1.5 cents at 2.87 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago December is down 9 cents at 5.49. Kansas City December is down 7.5 cents at 4.84. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 6.5 cents in the December contract at 5.32. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 23rd. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubenville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.